Okay, we're going to start a series now on prayer, and the title of it is Got Prayer. And prayer is one of those things that sometimes, I guess, I feel that we kind of take for granted, much in the way we probably, especially men, take our marriages for granted sometimes, and we forget to invest in the relationship part of it. And I really believe that... You know, God wants us to always be taking the next step, you know what I mean, in any relationship that we have. And as we take the next step, as we talk about prayer and learn a little bit more about prayer, I believe it's going to help us, especially in our relationship with God, and I think it's going to center us in life, because I think we struggle with so many distractions, you know, in this world that pull us away from really the things that are important. Now, I know there's a lot of good books written on prayer, and the best one's the Bible, right? We all know that one. And there's one book, I've been saved over 30 years, and I went to a prayer class right after I got saved, and I probably looked at that book maybe 20 times. That same book, because prayer, I guess in my life, is the thing that I just yearn for, and I want to know more about and to get better about it, because I know how important it is. Now, to me, though, if you read a book on prayer and you don't pray, it's kind of like reading cookbooks and you never cook the meal. You know what I mean? Have you ever done that? You know, when I did an extended fast one time, for whatever reason, I'm weird, but I picked up a cookbook, and while I was on that extended fast, I would just look at the pictures and stuff. Oh, that's going to sound good when I come off the fast or when I eat, you know. But I never did cook none of them, but it just kind of got me through for some reason. I really don't know what it is. But I found out that if we don't got prayer, we need to get prayer. And that's how important it is in our life. And if we don't remember anything else, what we need to do is prayer connects us with God. Just remember that one point. Prayer connects us with God. We're not going to talk today about how long we have to pray. We're going to talk today about the idea of the experience of prayer and what that means. I don't know about you, but have you ever been with somebody that you like to really spend time with? And you look so forward to that experience. And I really feel that that's the way we need to look at our quiet times with God. The scripture I want to look at today to launch into this is found in Jeremiah. That's a prophet in the Old Testament. He's one of the major prophets. Jeremiah chapter 33, and it's found in verse 3. It says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, so much for the power of your Spirit just working in each of our hearts, each of our lives. Lord, I thank you right now. We pray for unction. Lord, we pray for revelation and understanding. Lord, I yield to the gift you put in me. I use it for your glory. Lord, I pray for words that both pierce and penetrate to leave my lips and the gifts of the Spirit to be in operation. And we bind you up, devil, in any way, shape, or form that you try to rob us today and try to steal the word out of our heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, my first point today is, where is God? Now, a lot of you probably have different ideas where God is. You know, God's in heaven. Hopefully God's in our heart, right? You know, so we kind of wonder who is. And the first part of this passage says, call to me. Now, many of us has probably called out to God and asked Him for some help, but have you ever been looking for someone and you couldn't find them because they were lost? And I think sometimes we cry out to God, we just want God because, you know, we don't feel God all the time. It'd be nice if we did, but we don't really feel Him all the time. So we kind of wonder as we wander through life, it causes us to wonder where God is in this whole situation. When I was a young boy, you've heard some of my stories, you know, I used to like to go coon hunting. And, you know, every now and then, you know, the dog would, you know, tree a coon. So you're there and you're, you know, wanting to get the coon. And if you're not quick, the old dog's going to run off and try to fetch another one. And it's time to go to bed. And I call and I call and I call for that dog. And I really feel he was just out in the cornfield there just kind of looking at me and laughing, you know, because he'd been sleeping all day. And I hadn't. See, I wanted to go home maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. I had school the next day. But see, I kept calling for him, and I was wondering, where is that dog at? And I couldn't never really find him sometimes. You might hear him hit a trail. And then you have to wait until he catches it at the next tree before you could snap a chain on that dog. Because mostly, a lot of hunting dogs, they're not going to come back because they're hunting. And, you know, and I think sometimes we're crying and we're calling out for God. God, where are you? But, you know, technically, we're the ones that's lost, not God. You know what I mean? We're the ones that's maybe, you know, out here kind of struggling through this world and trying to navigate the waters of life. And we're out here alone. And we just kind of feel that God's so far away. But he's really not. God's not that far away. He's just really a cry away. And if we want to really get him, it's kind of like I was looking for that dog. I was looking for him hard. I wanted to go to bed. And I really feel if we have that same fervency as you and I approach God and our relationship with God in going after him, I think it's going to help us because whether we want to admit it or not, prayer connects us with God. I'll tell you what, you throw a prayer meeting, you may have a few people show up. You throw a concert, you can fill a house. You know what I mean? And we got it backwards. You know, we don't really need to be entertained all the time. What we need to do is get closer to God, because you're going to find out if we do that, it's going to be a better relationship. It's going to be stronger. You know, I like that old commercial. It gets old after a while, but can you hear me now? You know, you hear that commercial. I just still get a kick out of it. But I want you to know that God has coverage all over the planet. Now, some of you maybe have different cell phone carriers, and you go into different areas, and all of a sudden, oh, man, I ain't got no reception. But you always have reception with God. God is just a cry away. Now, sometimes what bothers us is that, you know, for whatever reason, I don't understand, but God sometimes chooses not to do it my way. I really don't get that part. But that's the way it works sometimes. And we have to understand, just because we don't get exactly everything that we want doesn't mean that God doesn't care. Or God, you know, doesn't really want to have a relationship with us, or that he doesn't love us. I want us to look at the aspect today that prayer is this connecting with God. And if we get to that place in our life about connection, wanting to spend time, it's just going to revolutionize the way that we do things. Now, we live in a culture sometimes where, you know, people kind of judge us from time to time as being Christians. You know, a lot of people, you know, we kind of judge people in the sense where if somebody's, you know, I don't want to, you know, some people struggle with mental illness and things, and when they usually maybe get into some trouble, a lot of times they go around and they say, well, you know, God, you know, you hear them say on TV, well, God told me to go kill somebody. So a lot of people in the world, they get this weird idea that, you know, only weird people talk to God, and then they go out and they get into trouble. But see, I want us to understand today, it's not weird to talk to God. Now, you can test this tomorrow. You know, you can go to work tomorrow and tell people, yeah, God told me to do this. And they're going to look at you like, man, you're crazy. You know, they're going to think you're hearing things. You know what I mean? And yes, you are. You're hearing things from God. And what's going to happen is you're probably going to end up having to eat lunch alone. You know, because the world just doesn't understand the idea that a creator, the one who created the heavens and the earth, wants to have relationship with them. And then when we step out and we have, you know, I remember when I first got saved, you know, I was really excited about God. And, you know, God, and when I say God's talking to you, don't misunderstand me, thinking that God's going to maybe just come down and you're going to hear an audible voice in that. That's not really how it works all the time. There has been times in my life that I've heard something audible. But usually what you hear is you feel something on the inside, or you feel a premonition from God. And that's how he speaks to us. And he gives us kind of a witness. Have you ever heard a witness? Can I get a witness? Amen. You know, you get that kind of witness inside. And that's what I'm talking about. So don't misunderstand what I'm talking about this, that, you know, you're just going to, you know, God's going to get the phone out, you know, and he's going to talk to you and just explain everything real, you know, that way. It's not going to be that way all the time. Sometimes I know that God's talked to me in a vision or a dream. You know, there's a lot of different ways that God speaks to his people. But I will say this, that when we're in this world, you know, we have to be careful because, you know, people's going to think we're kind of crazy. So that's why the Bible says, you know, be careful not cast your pearls among the swine. Not saying they're pigs, but I'm just saying they don't understand. Just think about you before you became a Christian. You probably didn't understand when some Christian, I remember, you know, before I accepted Jesus Christ, I would work with some believers and they would come up and say some things that I thought was, woo, they're kind of out there, you know what I mean? And I just kind of said, well, you know, I pray, but to be honest, I prayed to Jesus every night. I just prayed I wake up, you know what I'm saying? That old, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take, you know? I mean, I just, you know, even though I wasn't right with God, I prayed to God. But yet I really didn't know that God really cared about talking to me. You know, I just thought God was out there just kind of like my coon dog, just kind of listening and not paying no attention, just kind of doing what he wants to do. Now, God is a sovereign God, not going to lie to you. God does have a plan, and he's the boss, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I'm not one to demean his position in any way, shape, or form. But we need to get to the place where we feel comfortable. I think most people, if they would admit it, you know, they would say that they really want to get closer to God. So that's why I want us to take that next step. You know, when, you know, people at work or your friends, when you start getting into Jesus, you know, and you say, well, God talked to me that, hey, man, you went off your medication. Yeah, I'm on medication. I'm on the gospel. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the pill I take. I take that every day. Every day I take that gospel and it changes me. It keeps me regulated. You know what I'm saying? In my head, you know, so I don't get all whacked out and weird. But, you know, we need to kind of build this relationship with God and get it to the place where it's that connection. You know, I just see in my life different people. You know, there's some people you connect with, right? And when you go talk to them, it just seems like you're long-lost friends and you can just spend time and you're on the same wavelength. You don't have to explain everything to them. Oh, that's awesome. And see, that's kind of what it is if we develop that relationship with God, where we can get connection with him. Because he understands us better than anybody. He made us. And God cares about us. And he wants to have that kind of relationship. So the next point I want to look at today is the idea as after you find God, or where is God, is that walking with God. Now, walking with God talks about knowing him. Now, what I want us to explain today is the fact that it's not just about knowing God through information from the Bible. And in no way, shape, or form am I demeaning the fact of information from the Bible. But I'll be honest, sometimes, you know, all the time, we need to get to the place that information turns to revelation. And I do know that God can speak to us through the Word, and he does that. God, you know, you should read the Bible every day a little bit. You don't have to read, you know, like 20 chapters if you don't want to, but you just read a little bit and kind of meditate on it. But what I think is the fact that we can only know God through a personal relationship through Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know how you got saved, but here's how I got saved. I prayed a prayer. I prayed the sinner's prayer. You know, when I came to God, you know, they explained a little bit about salvation and what it meant to have a relationship with God and all that. And it sounded good to me. And I said, yeah, I want to do that. I want to, you know, I want Jesus more than I want this other stuff. So, you know, I prayed this prayer to God. And you know what? God heard that prayer and accepted me and he changed me. I became born again. So my whole relationship with God started with a prayer, just the way yours does. We're not born a Christian. We have to be born again. So there has to be some form of dialogue with God. And when I accepted Jesus Christ, and then I tried to build on that relationship, you know, I'm not going to stand up and tell you that every time I sit down and pray, the angels show up and they, you know, just tell me, hey, this is what the Father wants to tell you today, Brad. You know, he just thinks you're special. No, it ain't like that all the time. I have to fight through it just like everybody else. But I will say this, you know, there's times when I force my flesh to pray because I know I'm supposed to and I need to, even though I feel like I got other things going on that I need to take care of. But usually when I get that attitude, I'll never get that stuff done until I pray, right? You know what I mean? But I'll tell you this, people. I don't know if you've ever been addicted to anything. I have. I've had some addictions in my life. And the greatest addiction I ever have is addiction to God. There are some times in your life, it's not going to be every day probably, but every now and then it comes on me that nothing sounds good, but I know I need to pray right now. I just need to sit down. I need to chill a little bit. I just need to get my head settled. I got to get my heart settled. I got to get close to God because God wants to minister to me. And when those times happen, oh, it's so awesome. Because I'm renewing that connection. Don't get me wrong, I'm not disconnected from God because I'm still saved. And you know, you don't have to, you know, pray every day and everything to probably be saved. You know, you pray that sinner's prayer, but I do believe that, you know, if you want to be a Christian, you know, you should want to do Christian things. Is that asking too much? I don't know. You know, asking Jesus Christ in your heart is not fire insurance only, you know what I'm saying? So you don't have to go to hell. But it's actually putting you in a position where you have relationship. So the connection, because I believe there's a difference between connecting with God in our head and connecting with God in our heart. I've ran into people in my life in ministry that are connected to God only in their head. They have an understanding from an informational perspective of who God is, but they've never really been born again. I've never really spent time building that relationship with Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, back to the Father. And when we do that, you know, a lot of things start to fall into place. Oh yeah, you're still going to have attacks from the devil. You're still going to have to maybe deal with some stuff, but it's going to put us in a better position. You know, I think it's difficult to really know God unless we have some form of prayer life. Now, to me, a prayer life is a little more than praying over your food. You know what I'm saying? I pray over my food. And sometimes, amen, you feel really led to. Glory to God. Depends where you're eating at. Boy, I think we better pray over this. This don't look too good. No. But, you know, it's more than praying and, you know, just little, now I lay me down to sleep players. But, you know, and sometimes we get all religious. You know, you've heard people pray, maybe eloquent people. I happen to not be one of those people. Oh, thou heavenly Father, ultimate creator of all the things that we see and all the things that we feel. You know, they get in these long dissertations. No. Prayer is this talking to God. Prayer might be, God, I hate this person. Help me not to hate them no more. That is a prayer. Because God is real. And God knows we have real problems. We're not supposed to hate. But yet inside we may feel that. God knows it's in there. But when we speak it out, we just give it to God. God, take this pain away. Help me to get through this. Help me to walk in love. And something my wife, you know, has told me, and I always remember, you know, sometimes, you know, we've worked with children's ministry a long time on Wednesday nights, and I'll be honest, you know, I apologize if I say this, but, you know, some of those kids can be really annoying. I mean, I don't know, you know, where they get it. Maybe they get it at home. No, I'm just kidding. That's not hereditary, is it? They probably learned that. They learned it at school. I know, yeah. But, you know, some of those kids and, you know, some of the ones that's, and my wife said, because my wife's a prayer warrior. She says some of the ones that really annoy her, instead of complaining about it, she just started to pray for them. You know what happened? God gave them a special love for the, God gave her a special love for that child. And God turned that around. You can't hate somebody you pray for. Now, she didn't hate him, but I mean, you know what I mean. You know, so you can't, you know, have that problem because prayer changes us. It does something. It's real. And, you know, and what I just want to mention is that, you know, it's not just communication, but it's a conversation. You know, prayer is not supposed to be a monologue, but a dialogue. Because a lot of times we just do all the talking and we just tell God. You know, one of the things that annoys me is, you know, when I lived in Denver, there's a few people, we ran with a radical group, you know, that was really into Jesus and all that stuff. And, you know, I remember one or two of them, they just always would say this, and it always bothered me. They're sitting there and they say, I just told God. Boy, it rubbed on me wrong. What do you mean you're telling God? God tells you, dude. You know, what's going on here? You told God? No, God tells you. Well, see, I was sort of right, but sort of wrong. It's okay to have that conversation, but the way they worded it, they sounded like they were better than God, you know? So I think, you know, how they delivered it maybe wasn't right, but, you know, so, but have you ever noticed that when you have a good conversation with somebody, it leads to a form of intimacy, a form of connection there? When we have that conversation and how important it is. And what I really feel is that when we really get to know somebody, there's a connection forms. And I think that happens when you and I, now don't get me wrong when I say this, but prayer is more than asking God for things. You know, if I plot my prayer life, it'd easily get over to a list, you know what I'm saying? I have this list of things that I need God to do today. God, could you do this? God, could you do that? You know, I ask in a nice way. You know, but that's not really totally what prayer is all about. Prayer is about building a relationship with the Father. And I'll be honest, this is the greatest thing that I've learned. As I build my relationship with God, the things that I ask for are different. You know what I mean? I don't ask for just me. I start asking for things that I know that God wants me to ask for. And that comes by building that form of relationship and getting a greater connection with God. Like I say, it's okay to ask God for stuff. And God says, I know you need these things. He says that in the scripture, and we're going to probably go into that a little bit more. But I want us today we're just talking about connection and getting to the place we need to be. Now, my last point is talking about working with God. You know, we want to work with God. Now, I think everybody here would admit this, and how many people like secrets? I mean, not against you, but you know, if somebody tells you a secret, I don't know. When somebody tells you something really personal and intimate, you know, it makes you feel, you know, like you're in the circle of trust. You know what I'm saying? You're that person really trusts you a lot. When they share something so important that they considered you worthy of this great revelation. Now, I want us to understand now, because the scripture says, call to me and I will answer you. And it says, I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. Well, there's some of the secrets that God wants to reveal to us, because God knows the secrets of our life. He knows the secrets of your life. He knows the secrets of my life. He knows the plans that He has for us. He knows the future that He has for us. And He has that, you know, and what the scripture's talking about, you know, really it talks about God can only unlock those secrets because God's got them hidden away. And the Hebrew word there, when it's talking about it's locked away in a heavily fortified place, like behind a wall, and it's in a secret place. It's like, you know, it's just locked in there. It's in the vault, you know what I mean? God has this revelation about your life and about my life and the things that He wants to tell us, and they're locked in this vault. Now, what I've found is the fact that you're not probably going to get that information unless you pray. And he wants to reveal these things to us. But He wants to have the relationship with us. He wants to mature. Now, I don't know how you take this, but it amazes me that God has chosen to work through you and me instead of independent of us. Now, I do know there's certain things God does on His own. But for the most part, because God gave you and God gave me dominion, that God has chosen to work through His people. And I'll be honest, God has even worked through unbelievers, it shows in Scripture, right? So, but God wants to work through people. So that must tell us we need to be involved in this. And, you know, because of the dominion that He's given us, He's called us to be what He says is a co-laborer. Now, prayer, to me, is the vehicle that puts me in divine alignment with God. That's how I get to where I need to be aligned with God. See, some of you, just for not wanting to stir up a mess here, some of you align with the Democrat Party, some of you align with the Republican Party. And so that's just how you think, that's how you feel, that's what you know what I mean? That's you're predisposed to do that, or maybe you've evolved that way. I don't know why. But anyway, when we pray and we get a connection with God, it aligns me with my Father. It gets me closer to what He's really feeling and what He wants to do. And one of the greatest things that I believe is the fact that when we know that God wants to work with us, is that God didn't make a puppet, but God made us a partner. God doesn't make us a puppet, but God makes us a partner. Now, there is some old prayer warriors. I'm going to throw this out. We'll probably try to dissect this a little more, but I just want to throw this out. There's some people that believe that God has given us dominion to take care of certain things. You know, dominion means we have responsibility, that we're responsible to take care of certain segments of our society and of our world, that unless we pray, some of these things won't get taken care of. That's a bold statement. But some of the old prayer warriors, they believe that. You know, and that's how important it is for us to be able to tap into the power of God and to be able to walk in a place that God's telling us to do. Now, when God tells us stuff, I want you to understand, He's probably not going to tell you everything. But I believe that God will tell you what you need to know for right now. You know, God has a plan. Now, I don't know about you, but when I first got saved, I never had a witness in my heart that I would be a pastor and this would be part of my plan. Never had a clue. And if God would have told me that, I might have backed out. Who knows? But God will tell you at your maturity level, where you're at with Him right now, what you need to know right now. And when you accept that and act on that, then God gives you more and you start to grow. You start to mature and you get to the place where God wants you to be, because prayer unlocks that vault where that information is about your life. God, I want to walk in the plan that you have for my life. Every day that I can remember, I pray God's will is being done in my life. Really, I put myself last. I pray for my wife and then my children, and then I pray for myself that God, your will is done in our lives. Every day I pray that, because God has a will and it's locked away in that vault. And I want to see that revelation come down to my family, and that we be able to walk in a way that God wants us to walk. So if you kind of wonder, I just want you to have peace that, number one, prayer is connection with God, but God's going to give you what you need to know. When we know the unknowable, we can attain the unattainable. That's because once we have it inside of us, then we can start to act on it. God is not trying to keep information from you. God is wanting you to get into a place where He can give information to you so that you can act on that and accomplish what it is He's called you to do, His plan for our life. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't know. You know, God may want me to do something that I don't want to do. Well, you have a free will. You don't have to do what God tells you. But what's it going to hurt to find out what it is? Huh? What's it going to hurt? You can always say no. God doesn't make puppets. He makes partners. So I encourage you to find out exactly the plan that God has. You know, we're not here by chance. You weren't born here by accident. Our Creator put us here for a reason. Adam broke the connection that we had with God, and Jesus Christ came to restore it. And through Jesus and the vehicle of prayer, we can get to know our Heavenly Father in a better way, because prayer connects us with God. Let's pray.